So we wondered, how much would it cost to do a barbecue? And what are some great ideas for a budget barbecue? And so we picked up the phone. We called Amanda Puck. She's Director of Strategic Brand Development for Mariano's. Hey, Amanda. Welcome back to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to fire up the grill this weekend.
I am too. And, you know, we're having people over. I'm still kind of getting back into it now that COVID is sort of in the rearview mirror and we're back to having big parties and events and things like that. But wow, everything has gotten so expensive. Do you have some good ideas for us on how we can barbecue on a budget? What could we do?
Sure. I have some great ideas, and I actually came up with a really fun idea, which I'll be doing this weekend, but how to make a gourmet burger meal for under $5 a person for your holiday cookout, which I do think nowadays is a pretty good, you know, budget price point. So I can kind of talk you through that, how we build that perfect meal.
Oh, my gosh. My mouth is watering. Go for it.
All right, cool. So the first thing I always do when I'm like really looking to save money at the grocery store at Mariano's, I always really read the circular. Every week I'll go into the store for my shopping. The really cool thing about circulars is they come out every Wednesday and the prices are valid for 1 week. But you really can find sale items that are really meant to like really get people excited to save money. And in addition to that circular, anything that's really seasonal, so any of the great yummy things that we look forward to, like corn and stuff like that, everything's really going on sale right now as we head into summer. So when I was looking at the circular this week, I'm like, I'm going to build the perfect burger. So we have these awesome pun burgers at Mariano's. You can only find them there. And we probably have 20 varieties. So I don't know what your favorite, do you like regular ground beef burgers? Or are you more like a turkey or chicken person?
I'm like a turkey person. I love turkey burgers.
Me too. I love turkey. I actually love all of our burgers, but whether it's a ground beef with cheddar cheese mixed in, or you're getting a chicken spinach feta gourmet burger, or a turkey Mediterranean burger, they're on sale for $4.99 a pound, which means that each patty is going to ring in at about $2. So we already have our like main, you know, attraction there is the patty.
Yep.
And then we have like really great sales. I really like a brioche bun, but you can do any bun that you like. But our brioche buns are really like an upscale bun. They you know, they look like they come from, you know, a fancy bakery. And we have them on sale for $4.49 for a six-pack. So you could get that bun for your burger for 75 cents. So here we are. Now we're at $2.75. So okay. Are we getting hungry yet?
I know. I'm totally hungry.
Me too. Okay, so I love like a very simple burger. So but I also love things that are, you know, kind of, you know, more upscale or seasonal. Heirloom tomatoes are like really like showing the bounty of the season. And we're selling them this week for $1.88 a pound. And I'm sure you're familiar with them, but they come in all different colors and sizes, and they're really pretty big, you know, tomatoes in general, depending on the variety. But once you slice that up, that's like 15 cents a burger. So you're, you know, layering that on. And then if you want some extra cheese, we have our signature Roundy's cheese on sale. And that will also ring in at $1.49 a packet, which is about 15 cents a slice. So we're still hovering in, you know, in that price range. But then we need some sides. So, you know, everyone loves potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, right? At their barbecue. So you would dig into one of those.
So their sale price
is $2.99 a pound. So again, that's 75 cents a portion. So we're still under, here we're hovering around $4, but we need room for dessert. So I love mixed fruits and berries, and we sell fruit bowls that are $5 each that would serve, you know, a crowd. But there are some people that might like s'mores. So,
okay, now you have my attention. And by the way, can you just cheat on this a little bit and take a smear of peanut butter or almond butter and put that on as you're putting on the, you know, does that count if I can just smear that on as well with my chocolate and my marshmallow?
Anything you might have at home doesn't count in the money you're going to spend on this meal. But, you know, the other great thing is that, you know, we're actually selling, like you can get Hershey bars, but also Reese's peanut butter cups are part of this deal that we're offering. So you get a six pack of Hershey bars or Reese's peanut butter cups, graham crackers, and the actual marshmallows for $9. They come in like a bundle. So that, you know, although it's $9, it still will feed over 10 people. So, I mean, but I love your idea. I mean, people do so many fun things with s'mores. You can put bananas on it. You can put peanut butter on it, to your point. So I would go crazy.
Oh, my God. What a fabulous idea. I mean, the only problem I can see with your logic is you haven't met my children. And I'm not sure one burger would be enough. They alone could probably put away two or three, but they might economize.
Well, these are big burgers.
They might economize on only one bun. So I might save a little there as they pile three patties on. But your point is well taken. That's actually a great menu for a really reasonable amount of money. That's just wonderful, Amanda. Thank you.
I mean, I think the best tip is to really, you know, look at the circular. When I go into Mariano's, we have them by. Then when you walk in the store, and I really use it as a guide through the store, that you kind of walk through by department. So it's a great way to save money, stock up on your faves. You know, when things are on sale, is the time to get them.
That's so awesome. Amanda, can people email you if they've got questions about where to find all this stuff you talked about at Mariano's?
Sure. Do you want me to give you my email?
Sure. If you want people emailing you, absolutely. Otherwise, can they find you at the Mariano's website?
I think it would be fun to get some questions. Yeah, I can give you the email is amanda.puck@marianos.com.
That's super easy. Amanda, thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it. Have a happy holiday weekend.
You too. I will be happy because I will be eating that delicious burger I just described in detail, so I can't wait.
Sounds good. I might do just the same thing.